I invite some of our elders to come prepare to serve communion. This is a family meal. This is an opportunity for us to celebrate the gospel, to enjoy together the blessings, the treasures that we have in Jesus. That I have no hope outside of Jesus. I recognize I'm rotten to the core. And I do things that are offensive to a holy God. And I don't do the things I ought to do. There's forgiveness for that. And maybe you're sitting here saying, well, yeah, you don't know what I've done. I mean, what I've done is, wow, there's no forgiveness for that. No, this is for you. Look to the cross, look to Jesus, hanging between heaven and earth, bearing the wrath of Almighty God toward that sin that you're wrestling with right now. It was nailed there for you. If you will simply run to Jesus and receive the gift, say, I believe. I believe you took my place. I believe you took that sin. I believe you took all of my sin. So that there's no more guilt, no more shame, no more condemnation, because every bit of it was paid for by you, Jesus, on the cross. Thank you for forgiving a wretch like me and welcoming me into relationship with you. And now I can sit at your table with your people, with the saints, those who are counted righteous in Jesus through faith alone, not because we're good people, but because we know we're not and we run to Jesus. Let's celebrate together as the redeemed, as the saints, as those who are trusting only and completely in what Jesus did for us. If that's you, clinging to Jesus is your only hope, take bread, take juice, reflect on his body broken, his blood poured out to wash sinners clean. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. Sinners like me. Sinners like you. Revel in his forgiveness for sinners. Let's receive his grace and let's go out transformed to live lives that now please him because we're empowered by his Holy Spirit. Take bread, take juice, reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks. We'll take that together as a body of believers. Father, thank you for your amazing grace. You sent your only Son on a rescue mission. Thank you, Jesus, for willingly laying down your life in my place, taking what I deserve and paying that price in full. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making me new inside, transforming a corrupt and wicked heart into a heart that is tender toward you, that hungers for more of you, greater intimacy, deeper understanding, and more intimate relationship with you as we seek you out of these Holy Spirit transformed hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, and be at work in us who are hungry for you. Fill us and use us now for your glory to reach the world with this good news that we have been given. Jesus, we thank you for what you did, and we recognize what it cost. And we say thank you. We receive a good gift from your hand. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood shed on the cross for sinners like me, sinners like you, drink.